You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, this is always an awesome part of the show, awesome part of the week. Let's make some picks. The B-Team Sound Football Picks brought to you by ELEC, A25, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Turwood. I love Charles Turwood. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
Segment. A year ago, Hoff wiped the floor with both BT and I to a point where we embarrassed ourselves. In here, I was in a clown costume as Doink the Clown. BT dressed up as Goldust. Hoff had a robust 280-point total on the year. BT finished second with 140. I was a pathetic 85 points. We cleaned up the rules a little bit here this year just to keep things tidy, BT. The rules are... you could either pick a two-team parlay, which is worth 25 points, a three-team parlay, which is worth 50 points, or a four-team parlay, which is worth 100 points. The parlays can consist of both over-unders or the spreads. And in addition, we'll pick the winner straight up, no spread, of both the Jets and the Giants game each week. That is worth an additional 5 points. I promise this year, I will not finish dead last, and I hope that we turn the tables and embarrass Hoff this year. All right, BT, you ready?
By the way, when you say, can you have a little more inspiration and aspiration? You're not going to finish last. How about saying you're going to win? Well, I'm not going to finish last. Big deal.
I do think I'm going to win, but I don't want to go there just yet. I was so pathetic that I need to just... right the ship a little bit.
He's into things a little bit.
I mean, I had 85 points. You guys crushed me.
Yeah, you were.
I was pathetic.
The fact that I got the same sentence as you does not seem equitable.
Yeah, well. And right,
but so we had a bet.
I should note that, again, at the end of the year, the winner gets to pick what the two losers have to dress up as old school wrestlers.
Cannot wait. All right, Dolph, we're going to need a little inspiration from me, sir. A little music. Ah, yeah, listen to that music. Ah, yeah, love it. So the first thing you have to wrestle with is, do you go for the gusto out of the chute and try to knock down a four spot or maybe even a three and try to bag a lot of points early and kind of create this gap? Or do you maybe piece it together, go a little conservative? Well, I'm kind of in the middle. I got a three-legger for you out of the chute. Let's go. First up, yeah, I got the Vikings and I've got the Giants. I'm getting both teams a little local. I'm going to touch both these local games. Now, I'm not going to touch the side. I'm not... can the Giants win? Yeah. Will they? I don't know. I do look at the over-under, which has got up a half a point, so it's getting a little late money here coming in on the over, which is now 41.5 for a 1 p.m. tip, obviously, or kick, obviously, at MetLife. Vikings at the Giants. I'm going to take the over, Sal. I do see some mistakes with a rusty Daniel Jones. I do see some mistakes with a, at times, turnover late in Sam Darnold, but I also see a lot of secondaries there that have some holes in them. You mix in the usual early season gaffes, whatever. Two teams that probably aren't really viable when it's all said and done this year. Give me the over. Giants, Bikes, 41 and a hook to get things cooking. All right, game number two. Tennessee. We talked about this with Nick Costos. I actually had this on early this morning. I didn't really, I didn't say it when Nick did, but I knew I had it written down. I like Tennessee. Now, Tennessee is getting 3.5, and yeah, I'm kind of probably further coerced by that extra hook. If it was 3, maybe I don't touch it. They're in Chicago. A lot of juice around the Bears. You got the quarterback. You got the receivers. You got the running backs. You got some defensive players. Well, and I know that Tennessee has just regressed quickly from their apex a couple of years back with Tannehill and Derrick Henry when they beat the Pats in the playoff, the pick six with Brady. New head coach for Tennessee means you don't really know what tendencies they're bringing to the table. I'm with Costos. I do like the Titans. I was thinking money line, but take the 3.5 here. Tennessee plus 3.5 in Chicago. Third game, final one. Monday Night Football. That's right. I told you we were unkillable. We're back. We're back for more. We're back with a vengeance here. That is right. A Super Bowl preview, perhaps. Now, I like Purdy. I respect him. Good coach. They brought in their left tackle. They didn't trade their wide receiver. That's fine. Usually, you've got to look for flaws pertaining to the Jets, if you want to bet the Jets. Flaws in other teams to validate betting the Jets. I don't think you have to do that here. What you have to do is look at what the Jets have. And what the Jets have is a lot. Will they win? They could. But I don't know. Will they cover? Bet your ass they'll cover. Give me the Jets plus the 4.5 Monday night. The entire nation gets a first look at Rodgers, and they'll say, wow, he is back, he is healthy, and he is still good. So, in summation, the Giants, Vikes, over 41.5. Tennessee plus 3.5 in Chicago, and the Jets plus 4.5 Monday night in the Bay Area.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Well, I like it, BT, out of the gate with a three-teamer, and of course, a little pick with your heart there with the Jets on Monday night. Hopefully that doesn't come back to haunt you. All right, we now turn it over to the champion from a year ago. Hoff, what do you got to start this year? Oh, Jesus. That's embarrassing.
It's justified, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Have the stage.
A little victory lap here in week one.
I don't get much airtime with you guys, so I have to try to just soak this all in right now. I deserve it. I did really well. I'm disappointed you took away the 5 picks. That's how I made my money.
I know.
But last year, I will say this. All but one week, I went 5 picks. What do you think my strategy is going to be?
4 picks.
No. I'm going to take it easy. I want to get on the board. I'm going 2 picks.
Ooh, 2-teamer out of the gate.
2-teamer. I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to win, but I'm going to do it at a very snail's pace way.
At a medium pace.
Like painfully chip away each week?
Painfully. I'm going to win each week.
Interesting.
It might not
strategy.
Be a lot. Might not be sexy, but let's go. Okay. I want to make you guys look stupid again. All right. First game up, Buffalo Bills playing one of the worst teams in the league in the Arizona Cardinals. I know I see their number as over under maybe 6-7 wins. I don't think they're getting that many. I don't know what their offense is going to look like, and I think that going to Buffalo first week is going to be a challenge. I'm taking the minus 6.5 with Buffalo. Okay. Simple, end of story. And then
this song is really pissing me off.
I can't stand this song.
And then for my second pick, I'm going to Cincinnati because guess what? You know who sucks? The Patriots. Mm. They are going to be putrid offensively. It's even going to be worse. Maybe defense can keep them in game. 8.5 is a high number. I'm taking it. Cincinnati Bengals minus 8.5 over the Patriots.
Does the champion take a quick question?
I
will allow it.
Yeah, just a very quick question for you, Hoff. I know you've done extensive research, so you're aware that the Bengals will probably be without both of their starting wide receivers.
Probably not.
Costos said it before, too. All right, well, there you have it. Hoff, Bills, right, and the Bengals. And now time for the worst parlay picker last year. I'll give you my picks here. I do think this music, this just hits differently. This music to me means Football Friday. Listening to Mike and Chris do the picks. What'd you say it was? 25 years? 35 years yesterday. I got to do Mike's name good here. Come on, I was a part of his show. I was pathetic picking these games. So I started doing the South Special on Fridays with Francesa. I will bounce back in the biggest of ways this year. And I'm smart enough to know week one in today's NFL, way too dicey to try and get cute. I am also going with a two-team perfect parlay. Starting with tonight in Brazil, give me the Green Bay Packers. Plus 2.5 points. I don't think the Eagles are going to be as good as everybody thinks. Kelce, losing him at center is going to be a huge loss. We looked at everybody wants to talk about the offensive line, except when they miss a big piece like Kelce. It's all about the weapons that they have and Jalen Hurts and, yes, Smith and all this and the wide receivers. Sirianni is a doofus. The team quit on him a year ago. I think Philadelphia is in for a long season, a season that will end in firing Sirianni, which you could argue they could have done last year. Give me the Packers and Jordan Love, one of the best young quarterbacks in the game. LaFleur's a good coach. Packers will win the game outright. I'll take the 2.5 in Brazil tonight. And then we go to Sunday. Give me Big Blue. It's now or never. I don't care that it's just week one. The Giants have to beat the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Icy Ghost Darnold. The Giants defense with Burns and Kayvon. The Giants offense with Neighbors will be more than enough to get the win. Opening week at MetLife Stadium, Giants will go to 1-0 and beat the Vikings. I will take them plus the 1.5. That is your two-team perfect parlay to get things started for week one on the BT and Sal show. Now, for the extra 5 points, I will take the Giants, obviously, straight up to beat the Vikings.
Yep.
And I am going to go chalk and go San Francisco 49ers on Monday night. Look, I like the Jets this year. I think the Niners are just too good. Give me both the Giants and Jets to win outright for the extra 5 points each.
I think I'm going to mirror that here. I don't have great confidence with either. Like, I definitely think the Jets are there. I think they cover. I just picked them. I mean, I can, of course, see the Jets losing and still having a great season. San Francisco is really good. Tough spot going 3,000 miles out there, whatever. Well-coached team. I think the Giants will be there in the fourth quarter. I really do. If you can't beat the Vikings at home, I mean, who really are you going to beat this year? So part of it's based on the reality of what I think both teams have. Part of it's based on hope. I'm going to go with the Jets and the Giants as well. I'm with you.
All right. So, I messed up. I meant what? Niners. I'm sorry. I said Niners and then again said Jets. You're going Jets.
I'm going Jets and Giants.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hoff caught that correction. I didn't get
Thank
it.
Thank you very much.
I said Niners at first, then I, for some reason, said Jets and Giants. I'm going Giants, Niners outright. You're going
Jets, Giants.
You're going Jets, Giants outright. Okay. Which makes sense you having the Jets as well. Yeah. Hoff, what do you got?
I thought we're
going
to have a family pot until BT and both of you guys screwed it up. I'm going 49ers and Giants.
Okay.
Listen, and I'm telling you this much, the Jets, it's okay if they lose this game. I heard Costa said the same thing. They're going to do well. They're going to win a lot of games. Mm-hmm. It's the first week, San Francisco. It's okay if they lose, and that's what's going to happen. They won last year. What did it mean? Nothing.
That's true. Rodgers goes down after four plays. They beat the Bills. They walk off celebration. What did it mean? Listen, it's if they put it this way, Sal, if they do win, I mean, the feeling is just going to, wow. If they lose, and it's very competitive and Rodgers doesn't get hurt, I believe the Jet fans will be very grounded, and I think that they will process this properly, knowing what's there in week two and week three, early slate. I'm with you, but I do think, you know, maybe more out of hope, but I think the Jets win, and I hope the Giants win as well.
I cannot wait to watch these games tonight, Sunday, and then, of course, Monday. And obviously, we'll do a lot more on Monday, previewing the Jets, looking ahead to their matchup with the Niners, and then reacting all next week. All right, we're back at it. Week one, perfect parlay.
By the way, you're losing your game tonight. You've been sleeping on Philly all summer.
Yeah, well, look, and I deserve that. At least I love the pick. If I lose it, fine, I go down with it. The one thing I wasn't going to do, I didn't want to ruin Sunday because I want to look forward to Sunday and having some action. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't want to take Friday, but I don't want to mess around. I love this game. If I think Philadelphia's going to be bad this year, why not go at it tonight, starting with the Packers?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.